The Journey Into podcast is proud to present This Journey Into a Long Time Ago in a Galaxy Far, Far Away. A Journey Into Star Wars, featuring numerous delusions of grandeur.
Over the course of about 2 weeks, we have been, or will be, featuring episodes of Delusion of Grandeur that have been previously released on a separate feed. If you've already heard these episodes, then perhaps you'll enjoy hearing them again. If not, when we're finished up here, you can come back and join us for future delusions as well as future journeys into history or science fiction or horror or fantasy or the variety of other things that we like to feature here on the podcast. This delusion was originally published on December 3rd, 2014.
All right, now on to the show.
I'm standing here in pieces, and you're having delusions of grandeur!
It's a dark time for the Podosphere. Marshal Latham, striking from a hidden base, has won his first victory since forming the Journey Into podcast. During the battle, he managed to steal Rish Outfield away from the Doomsdief podcast, forming an alliance between them based on their love for Star Wars. Pursued by the Empire's sinister agents, Marshal and Rish believe they have something interesting to say about the decades-old franchise, its characters, the players behind the scenes, and the new adventures to come. Clearly, they must be suffering from delusions of grandeur.
Bo Shuda, everybody.
Yes.
Welcome to Delusions of Grandeur.
I'm out of it for a little while. Everybody gets delusions of grandeur.
It's good to be back.
Yes, I am Rish Outfield, one of your hosts.
And I am Marshal Latham, Jedi.
Really? Wow, you've gotten a promotion since the last time I
saw did.
You were did. Nerf Herder the last time we did an episode.
Scruffy looking at that.
But yes, we are back once again, and I think we're going to do a quick episode here just because it's the holidays, right? And nobody has any time.
Exactly.
There are a lot of toys in the stores, Star Wars toys. And next year at this time, can you even imagine how many Star Wars toys there will be?
Oh, there'll be play sets and all kinds of stuff. Good time to be able to find stuff for, quote, kids. And just think of all the Pez dispensers that Big can get.
Yeah, he's got a sickness. Hopefully a year from now he'll have recovered from that.
Yes.
But you said something to me the other day that I wanted to talk about right now. Maybe it was about, you know, are you going to watch Rebels? Are you excited about Rebels?
Yeah, and I'm kind of getting to the point. I know it's kind of sad to have a podcast about Star Wars and not want to talk too much about the movie. But I'm kind of getting to the point where, you know, it was kind of neat to talk about see the new cast and to see some of the set pieces and to kind of get a general feel for what was going on with Star Wars Episode 7. But I'm kind of getting to the point where the discussions are getting more specific and people are revealing different plot points and different scenes and, you know, analyzing, well, why does Luke Skywalker have a beard and what does that mean and what's going to happen with him? And I'm just kind of getting to the point where I'm feeling like if I follow too much of this leading up to the movie, then I'm going to go in knowing everything and not being surprised, I'd like to go in kind of fresh and innocent and ready to be a kid again, ready to be amazed by what I see in the theater. And I'm thinking that I'm going to get ruined on that if I follow too much more of the speculation and scuttlebutt about what's going on with the movie. So how do I resolve that?
See, that's the real trick, isn't it? I in this day and age, that's going to be hard to do. because the spoilers are out there. No matter how hard Disney or J.J. Abrams wants to keep us in the dark, some of these things are going to leak out just because there is a hunger for it. You know, there's a million websites, all of them deal in spoilers, or, oh, here's the newest theory, or, hey, you know what? We talked to an extra who was on the set. You know, I experienced that when I was working on Spider-Man 3, and people were just starving for, oh, who's the bad guy and what's going to, and, you know, who knows something, and who, if you know something, who could you tell, and could you get away with telling? And Spider-Man's not Star Wars. Star Wars is, you know, just, I'm sorry, it's just the biggest franchise.
It's the mother load.
And I think if you really don't care about spoilers, by the time that movie comes out a year from now, you can know who lives and who dies and how big so-and-so's part is. And you probably even know like minutia of cameos and what tunes John Williams reprises in the score, and, you know, how long the movie's going to be and where it, I don't know. It's just so hard to stay away from that stuff. If you're curious, somebody eventually will say something, or you'll click on the wrong link. And I mean, even now, a full year before it comes out, you'll see, just as like click on me bait on the side of whatever article you're reading.
Exactly. Yeah.
It'll say, you know, is this Han Solo's fate in episode 7? Or it'll be like, here's proof that so-and-so is a spy or has gone to the dark side or is evil or will die or is gay or is, you know, and you just be like, oh, shoot. And for the most part, I've clicked on none of those. It was just, you know, you guys telling me that JJ was putting out these videos that included, you know, like an X-Wing and some weird alien and things like that. Without that, I probably wouldn't even have seen those things. I mean, maybe I would have eventually, but it's not like that footage of the guy climbing up the X-Wing has been everywhere.
Right.
And there was a picture of Mark Hamill with a beard, but it was like a selfie or something like, I don't think it was a Lucasfilm released picture. It was just, you know, something that he posted on Twitter or JJ posted on Twitter or whatever. And then people kept sharing it. And eventually it like ended up on Facebook. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, the fact that he has a beard, does that matter?
No, but it makes everybody starts talking. Oh, is he going to be like on a planet by himself like Obi-Wan?
And oh,
like, hey, okay. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that. You know, so I stopped reading. You know, like I used to listen to Rebel Force Radio.
Okay.
And that's their whole thing. I mean, they go into detail on their opinions about everything that comes out. And they talk about the card, you know, Rebels and Clone Wars and everything. I mean, that's their whole deal, is they just gorge on everything that's out there and all the speculation and news. And so I've kind of stopped listening to that podcast.
But they're a much more regular show than we are.
Oh, they're huge. Yeah.
And they fill like 90 minutes, right? Every time.
Yeah. And they have, you know, lots of spinoff shows. And I mean, they're a whole network in and of themselves.
Oh, okay. So I guess they sort of have to do that to fill space.
They do. Yeah. And, you know, part of it's kind of cool. Like there was this series where they were going through with, I can't remember the guy's name, but a composer essentially. And they're going through like talking about each movie. Like they did like 5 episodes just on the music of John Williams in Star Wars New Hope.
Oh, wow.
And it was really insightful and really cool. And they had like this music where they put in place of John Williams, you know, before they got John Williams to do the score, they just put music in there.
The temp track, yeah.
Yeah, and they played that, and then they played John Williams' music on top of it, and they did all this comparison. That stuff is still pretty cool. If they're talking about the original trilogy or, you know, even something with the prequels. But so much of it is just talking about all the speculation and news about the movie, so...
But you say you've stopped listening to that.
I've stopped listening to their main feed on that.
When did you stop?
It was about a month or so ago.
Oh, okay. So you don't know what they thought of Rebels.
I don't. Yeah, I'm tempted to go see what they thought. I'm sure they enjoyed it, but yeah, I'm worried about getting spoiled on it. And then what's the other one? Oh, I think you read IO9, don't you? Do you follow them?
Every once in a while, they usually bother me.
Well, they have a thing that comes out every weekday called Morning Spoilers.
Oh, great! That's right up your alley, isn't it?
Yeah. So it talks about all speculative fiction movies and TV shows that are out there, and some of it's interesting to read, but they always have something in there about Star Wars. And I stopped reading. I still read the column, but I skip over what they're talking about with Star Wars.
Well, okay, let's skip ahead to Avengers 2. Let's say, and I think there's a fairly good chance that Avengers 2 is going to have our first Star Wars trailer, right?
Oh, I didn't think about that, but yeah, it probably will.
What will you do? Do you not want to see that trailer?
It depends. If it's a teaser trailer that just shows some quick shots and some scenes and some landscapes and stuff, I would like to see that. But as you get closer to the movie, you know, it's going to be more and more details and showing you the best scenes and stuff. And I'll probably try to, in a theater, it's hard to avoid. But I can avoid them on the internet and I can avoid them on the TV. But it's kind of hard to do that when you're sitting in the theater.
Okay, I hear you. I mean, just it seems to me that there's a difference between something like IO9 or Rebel Force Radio scrutinizing like every single thing and, oh, here's the newest scoop, and then what Lucasfilm actually chooses to put out there.
That's true.
For, you know, it's like, this is what we have decided to reveal. And you know what, maybe that's wrong too. If you and I had not known that Darth Maul had that double-bladed lightsaber, that moment when the second blade comes out in Phantom Menace would have blown us away.
Right, yeah. I mean, it did anyway, but...
Oh, okay.
But it would have been even more. I mean, that was a good scene, I mean. But yeah, you're right. It probably would have been even more moving if we hadn't seen that yet.
That sort of stuff is going to be inevitable. A lot of times you can skip, you know, even if you're like fast forwarding something that you've recorded, you can skip the TV spots and all that. But I'm thinking chances are you're going to see what Luke looks like, what Leia looks like, what those guys look like, just on the cover of magazines, on toys, on and the trailers most of all. I'll bet they'll do like an ABC hour-long special or two-hour special leading up to Episode 7. You know, that sort of stuff. Now that Disney owns that, or, you know, Disney has owned that channel for a while, but now that Disney owns Lucasfilm, they'll use ABC a lot of times as an advertising deal. And would you not watch that?
See, I'm my own worst enemy with that too, because it's hard to resist. You know, I'm tempted to see what the latest thing is. So I probably will watch that, and I probably will end up watching the trailers too. Like you said, it's hard in this day and age to get away from that. I mean, even the, you know, with the drones, you know, now they can fly over the whole studios there where they're building the Millennium Falcon and the X-Wing and stuff. And it's like, how do you get away from that, you know?
Well, I mean, JJ is pretty dang good at keeping secrets. I mean, if you ever watched Alias or Lost, and even, you know, the Star Trek, whatever you call those, reboot franchise, he's good at misinformation, he's good at lying, and he's good at saying it could be this or it could be that, and all of it is plausible, where you're like, oh, okay. Do you remember, you watched Lost, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Do you remember how many theories there were about where they were and what the island meant and what, you know, all that stuff? And it wasn't until the final episode of that show that you're like, okay, well, now we know. But they somehow managed to just slip out a little bit of information a little bit at a time. And there were people that were upset about that. You know, it was like, I want to know right now, what is a smoke monster? But for me, it was really cool that they would answer one question and ask two more in that same episode.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good series.
But yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. The truth is, you can be way, way spoiled, or you can be a little bit spoiled.
Yeah.
But I don't think that there's a way to not be spoiled at all.
At all, yeah. And then doing this podcast, you know, we almost have to talk about it at some point. So
shoot, yeah, that's a good point. You and I are pretend Star Wars journalists, and we sort of have to sacrifice some of our innocence to do this show.
Yeah.
Not like Rebel Force Radio or somebody that actually works at Lucasfilm and, you know, whoever, the head of publicity comes out and says, okay, folks, Han Solo gets killed about a third of the way through episode 7. Our job is not to let anybody know this, but you guys need to know in case, you know, some website puts it out there, you know, and you're just like, oh, shoot. And a part of you would be like, oh, no.
Really?
Why? Why? That happened. How does it happen? And he's like, okay, well, here you guys go. Here's how it happens. And you're like, no, I was joking. I didn't want to know how it happened.
Yeah. The other part of that is, I mean, Star Wars is huge. You know, there's more than we can talk. We can talk about all kinds of aspects of Star Wars without getting into all the new movie stuff.
Yes, that's a good point. I mean, when you were saying that those guys did 5 episodes just about Williams' music in the first movie.
Right.
That really shows just how much you can go into it. And you and I, yeah, we could do, sometimes Big and I will do daily podcasts just to see if we can. And you could, and I could do a daily podcast for the month leading up to episode 7. And each time we're talking about something else, like, okay, Marshall, today you and I are going to talk about Ewoks.
Right.
It's like, and tomorrow we're going to talk about Bespin. And the next day we're going to talk about lightsaber. You know, I mean, just there's so many more than 30 topics we could talk about.
Each character in the cantina.
Yeah, you and I could do a whole episode about Bosk or about the Bith cantina band.
Exactly. Well, you know, and I've tinkered with ideas like we could, like, I mean, it would take a lot to do, but, you know, get our podcasting friends and other people that are in podcasting that we don't know and just do a total rereading of New Hope or something like that.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Try to put it with the music and stuff.
Yeah. And, if, you know, if we really wanted to go all out. You've written fan fiction and I've written fan fiction, both Star Wars related, and we could write little things. We could have our own characters and their adventures and they happen to take place in the same universe. I would do that. I have enough passion to do that, but it's work.
It is. Yeah.
And for a show that nobody listens to. Yeah. It's probably a lot more work than is necessary. But if we started having fans and people were like, whoa, hey, one time you said you were going to talk about this, we'd be like, oh, hey, I'll call Marshall and we will get on that and we will do our next episode about that.
Yeah.
That would be neat.
That would be fun.
And yeah, another thing we've discussed a million times is we're always going to have guests. And it just hasn't worked out for the last little while. You and I are busy. And especially now that it's nearing the end of the year, it's just hard because there's a million things clamoring for your attention. And so for the last couple episodes, we haven't had any guests, but.
Yeah. Well, and then I have ideas for guests or people that want to be on the show, but we just have to work it out with their schedule and our schedule. And it's work enough for you and I to get together to try to bring a third person makes it even harder sometimes. So.
Yeah, that's the truth. But here we are.
Here we are.
We managed to get one more done. You won't have to just keep repackaging outtakes.
Yeah, I did that filler episode for a couple months ago. So.
No, I really appreciate you doing that because it would have been, you know, a couple months without an episode had you not done that.
Yeah, yeah.
And man, there is so much stuff we could talk about. Just like this, just you and me. I guess we've been recording for an hour, but, you know, if we could do this like once a month, we could easily have an episode every month and have them come out around the same time every single month.
Yeah.
And be regular. It's just kind of hard. You have to be motivated and the motivation has to come from within.
Yep. And then we have to coordinate.
Yeah. But I do appreciate you doing so much heavy lifting on this show. And, you know, you are the one that does the episode art and posts everything, make sure that it's on there and spreads the word.
Yeah, no, that I don't mind doing that. I wish I could find a way to automate it more, but just kind of got to go through the steps.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
This is Thrusk, Trandoshan owner of Thrusk's Robot Depot. We sell all types and flavors of droid, from assassin robots to protocol droids to assassin robots. We sell only good quality machines, ones who obey with no question and last for a long while before turning on masters. Our droids are cheaper than that Dolfork Kalvar Moran, who is without scales, body hair, or honor. If our assassin droids murder someone you do not designate as a target, we will give you a Wookiee baby to use as your slave. Wookiee baby's not your thing? They taste delicious with crowpot sauce, Dijon mustard, or Ugnaught milk. You come down to Trusks. We show you how it's done on Trandosha. We even sell droid to Emperor Palpatine's nephew. He swears by us. There are 9 Trusks Robot Depot locations to serve you, including one at the Mos Elvis spaceport on Tatooine. You no go anywhere else, or you will have misfortune.
But if there is someone listening, it would be neat to find that out. And if there's a subject that you'd like us to talk about that's not the Expanded Universe novels or the comic books, that would be really cool.
You don't want to talk about those?
We can. Those are vast subjects.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I've read nearly enough of the books. And, you know, 30 years ago I had read the comics. But there's been 30 years worth of comics since then,
right,
that I haven't read. That's a lot to do. But yeah, if somebody says, I want you to talk about your favorite guy in Jabba's palace and your favorite Imperial officer and your favorite whatever it is, that would be just a fun episode to do. And
it would. I've had delusions of grandeur as well as like talking about comic books. Dark Horse Comics is really, it's up here near in Portland, close to where I'm at.
Oh, okay.
So I've always thought, man, that'd be cool if I could like get an interview or go to the Dark Horse studio or whatever and do an interview from there. You know, that'd be pretty cool. But I'd have to be motivated.
I've seen this comic series called, and I want to call it Darth Vader's Lost Command or Darth Vader and the Lost Command, that's been like a series of him on some solo adventure, you know, being a bad guy, and it's always got these great covers, and I'm always tempted to get it, but I don't. Yeah, if you could just call up Dark Horse and say, hey, can I talk to, and you look at the writer of this comic or the artist of this comic, and we could just do an episode with them. It would be really, really neat.
That would be, yeah. So maybe we'll plan for that in the future.
Yeah, I've no idea if that sort of thing is open and if those guys are even actually there or if they just email all their stuff. You know, it's not Marvel's headquarters in New York in the 1960s anymore.
Right, yeah. They're not in the bullpen, so to speak.
Bullpen, that's what it was called.
Yeah.
But next episode, our favorite Padme outfit.
Ah.
That's the subject for
Subject for our next episode.
No, but I just thought that would be something we could talk about. I like Padme's outfits.
And they're varied.
All right, so we will sign off, right? Unless you have any more housekeeping.
No, I'm good. We're good for, we'll see you next year, next month.
Yeah, one or the other.
One or the other.
But I do have to warn you, in the winter, the upcoming winter, Marshall, there's a very good chance your Tauntaun will freeze before you reach the south marker.
I'll see you in hell.
Hey! Hey, that was mean. I'm on an 18-hour shift here, guarding the blast doors. And General Solo, or Captain Solo. Anyway, sorry, I've always been amused at the idea that hurt the feelings of the guy.
Yeah, he just lost his temper there. Well, take care of yourself, Rish. I guess that's what you're best at, isn't it?
I care. All right, good night.
Hey, good night.
The Delusions of Grandeur podcast
is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives License. Feel free to share it, but do not change it or sell it.
Ha, ha, ha.